Okay, good evening, everybody. What a zechus, a privilege and a pleasure to be here learning together on this Thursday night. I would like to welcome everybody, a special welcome to some new friends, not new friends, old friends, new to the shir. We welcome everyone, a special guest from Eretz Yisrael, flew in just for the shir. Thank you. Please continue to eat while we are learning and grab more food and drink. I'd like to thank the sponsors of tonight's shir, Yaakov and Penina Warman, who generously sponsored the shir. Yaakov was back, and I'm really giving the shir just because he's here. He's been a big supporter of our efforts and our TNL. Thank you, Yaakov and Penina, and Charlie and Mimi Gershbaum as well, sponsored just because they love Torah, and they love the shul, and they love shirim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless both of you with continued parnasa to always be on the giving end, Be'ezus Hashem. The idea of a to'ameha, of tasting the foods on Shabbos, has become increasingly popular. If you look at Shabbatons, whether it's the school Shabbatons or big retreats, conventions, events, on the schedule on Friday, it always says now, to'ameha, on the bar mitzvah schedule. If you go to bar mitzvah, the program, you know, an hour before Shabbos, to'ameha. This was not on invitations or on programs 5 years ago. It's become increasingly popular. And I want to discuss today, is this a real thing or is this another excuse to party and to eat, which we're good at, and that wouldn't necessarily be a problem. But is it a real thing? The kids, many people have approached me last week, and my kids always come while I'm cooking. They come to the kitchen and they want to eat the food, and the mother's yelling, no, don't save it for Shabbos. And the kid remembers like something he learned when he was little, to'ameha, mommy, it's a mitzvah. Is that a real thing? 2 years ago, someone approached me, and they said, before the Friday night Karbach Minyan, we should have a to'ameha. I'll sponsor the food, I'll sponsor drinks, we'll have l'chaims, and we'll eat. To'ameha, to'ameha, to'ameha. And I said, we could do it, but don't call it to'ameha, call it a party. You want to have a party, you're going to call it a to'ameha. But maybe he was right. And I want to learn tonight where this comes from, what it's about. Is it something real? Is it something that we should be doing, and what can we take from it? So if you open up the booklet, it says on the bottom page three, it's the first page. We all know that Erev Shabbos, we're supposed to be preparing for Shabbos. The Gemara has many stories of Amoraim who, rather than spend the time learning, let's say, would involve themselves in preparing for Shabbos. The one says, Rav Machach Risha, he would cut the head of the animal. Rav Malach Shibuta, he salted the fish himself. You have many instances, the Gemara has, and Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way, that a person should involve themselves in preparing for Shabbos. Comes along the Magen Avraham, this is where it all starts, in source number two. The Magen Avraham writes, Mitzvah lit'om hatavshilin. It's a mitzvah. Interesting word. Mitzvah, not inyan, not minhag, not nice thing. Mitzvah to taste the dishes, the cooked foods. Vitzarech litto mikol tavshil erev Shabbos. It's not enough to have one piece of schnitzel. Mitzvah mitzarech litto mikol tavshil erev Shabbos. You should eat from every, or taste from every item. Why? What's the simple pshat? Why should you eat to taste the foods on Friday?
Item
huh? To know if it's good. And if not, you fix it. You fix it. So in fact, the Machzor of Vitri is a Rishon. The Machzor of Vitri was, I believe, it was a Talmud of Rashi? Or the Rebbe of Rashi? I think a Talmud of Rashi? The Machzor of Vitri, so we're talking about early Rishonim. He's quoting the Musaf Shmona Esrei. We say, To'ameh Chaim Zachu. One who tastes it should merit life. He quotes a brisa called Toim Tavshil Erev Shabbos Maricha Lo Yom Avishnosav. Anyone who tastes the foods in Erev Shabbos has a long life. We don't have this brisa; it's not found. Ubi Yerushalmi Mefarish Taima. The Yerushalmi quote gives the reason why. Why is it a mitzvah to eat the food in Erev Shabbos? Shlo Yichos Al Bnei Beso. You shouldn't get angry at your family. Mipnei Haktachas Tavshilo. Perhaps your wife or your husband. We're not, you know, getting into who's making the food. Your daughter, your son, maybe the food doesn't taste good. They're going to get angry. I'm excited to eat Shabbos, and the food is not salty enough. It's too salty. It's burnt. So to avoid fights, to avoid machlokes, In fact, the Mishnah in the end of Maseches Gittin says that's one of the reasons to justify divorce. If what's pshat in that Gemara? Not for now. Baruch Hashem, this reason I don't think is relevant to anyone here. I don't think the food not tasting good would be a reason to have kas, to have anger. But that's the reason given in the Machzor Vitri. Other Rishonim say what some of you had said. What?
That was the plagish
Megillah. Right. That's what the Gemara brings up in Gittin. Correct. Other Rishonim say it's for Kabbat Shabbos. If you look in Source 4, the Kolbo, he's also quoting this line in Musaf, and on the bottom line in Source 4, he says, "Kidei l'saknim kahogen," to make sure the food is proper, to make sure it's cooked well, "v'yiyu ne'chal l'taiva," it should be eaten with the gishmak. You should enjoy the food on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah on Shabbos. You want to make sure it tastes good, which I think is intuitive. The Matan Moshe in Source 5 adds in the bottom line, L'chvoda. The way to properly show kavod to Shabbos is to make sure you have the table is set and the beds are made, the candles are lit, that there's the person takes a shower, gets dressed nicely, and has proper food. The way to know that the food is proper is by tasting it so that you could do something for it. It's not just kavod Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Arizal say that what happens when a person has a chashuv guest come to their house? Person's making a feast for a prominent guest. So what are they doing? They're checking the food. They're checking to make sure it's okay. They're tasting a little bit. Make sure it's proper. If a person is making a lunch for themselves on a Tuesday afternoon, not as big of a deal. But says the Aruch HaShulchan in Source 6, v'zeu in the middle of the line, v'zeu akol mi kavod HaShabbos. It's kavod Shabbos. K'mi shemechin es atzma adam gadol l'kabel panav. As someone who's preparing themselves to greet a great person, shetoeim hatavshilin. He tastes the food. You want to make sure that Shabbos Queen, Shabbos Malkus is coming. We have Shabbos is coming. Make sure the food is done properly. That's the Arizal says that in Source 7. We're not going to read inside also. And I think that's pretty intuitive. I think that's what most people would have said. It's kavod Shabbos to make sure that the food tastes good, is proper. So the way to do that is to taste it before Shabbos. So I'll skip ahead because Russell made this point. Thank you. Skip to Source 14, the bottom of the next page. It's Likutei Ma'arich, who we've quoted oftentimes. He goes through many halachas and minhagim. It's Source 14, the bottom of the next page. Look, three lines from the bottom. I have the arrow there. And we're going to go back to our sources. He says, Ach anan samchinan al hanashim hamavashlim shehem toam enaftaf shilin saknam. My wife does the cooking. I don't do the cooking. So, she tastes it if it's good. I'm not going near the kitchen. If I go near the food before it's done, forget about it. Okay? You're going to need to find a new rabbi. So, we rely on the woman. We don't have to taste the food. In kol zeh, minhag anshei maisa litom ba'atzvam ezetav shol shabbos. The minhag of anshei maisa are like good people, chashuv people. They taste from the food. Why? And he says, "Bevadai chutz mizeh tam apashit, yesh bezeh gam ken ezeh sod." There's a secret to this, and then we're going to develop that for a while in this year. So you're right. He's minimizing the whole thing. The person who's making the food should taste the food. If the whole reason is to make sure it tastes good, if you have no culinary expertise, you're going to ruin the food if you get involved. So then, yeah, it doesn't accomplish anything if you're going to taste it. Very good. Very good, Russell. The Mefarshim have different languages to talk about how important this actually is. If you go to the top of that page in source number 8, there's a beautiful sefer of Ashkenazi Minhagim called the Yosef Omeitz. Rabbi Yosef Yoske Nurlagin, who lived in Germany in the late 1500s, he records many of the Ashkenazi German Minhagim. And he writes, Mitzvah litom be'erev Shabbos mitavshile Shabbos imheimim misukanim umituvalim karoi. It's a mitzvah, to taste the food in erev Shabbos to see if they're if it's cooked properly, if it's spiced well. The Kasav Arenu HaHirsh Triush, I don't know who that is. Shahaya Po Chazan, he was the Chazan. The Perish HaTfila Shechiber Al Toa Me'el Chayim Zachu. He said about this Tfila, Sheyesh Litom Ha? What's the next word? Cholent. Yesh Litom, he's writing the 1500s. Yesh Litom HaCholent Be'er Shabbos. Umitzvos asei zu kiyamti b'chol oz. Mitzvos asei. That's not just a mitzvah. That sounds like a deraisa. Kiyamti b'chol oz means I kept with all my strength. That's the mitzvah. A lot of people are very machmir on this, right? Very machmir on this. All the other parts of Shabbos, maybe not. In the footnotes, they point out in the next line, Amirazu mitzvah sasei eina nimtzeis b'ksav yad. In the manuscripts, the word mitzvah it's a mitzvah? If anything, it's like a preparation for the covered Shabbos. Others minimize it even more. The Prima Gadim has a very cryptic line. Take a look in source 10. The Prima Gadim was a commentary on the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Often just writes sources. He just says, simen this, simen this, simen this, and he leaves it to you either to know all of Shulchan Aruch by heart or to spend time looking it up. So I chose the latter. And in source number 10, look at this Prima Gadim. Masha Kasav Magen Avraham Mitzvah Litom. That which the Magen Avraham writes is a mitzvah. Ayin simen resh mem tes. Ayin simen tof kuf samach zayin. Where is he sending you? So, I looked. Resh mem tes, look at the Shulchan Aruch, source 11. Derech anshe maisa lehisanos b'chol erev Shabbos. That's not going to be a TNL. I don't think anyone's going to come. It's a mitzvah, the anshe maisa, the chashu people fast every erev Shabbos. Wait a second. So there's a mitzvah to eat the food, but the Shulchan Aruch says there's a mitzvah to fast. He also sends you to Simon Tov Kuf Samach Zayin. That's Hilchos fast days. Look at those Shulchan Aruch paskins on a fast day. Hashori B'tainus, someone who's in a fast, Yachol Litom K'dei Revius, is allowed to taste a Revius, a small amount of food. Ubilvad Sheyiflot. What's Sheyiflot? Spit it out. On a fast day, you're allowed to taste food. What does that mean? Put the chicken soup in your mouth. You can tell if it's salty and spit it out. So the Prima Gadim is learning this whole idea of tasting the food on Shabbos. It's not eating. It's definitely not having a piece of potato kugel and poppers and chalent. It's taste. What does taste mean? Taste is a taste you're allowed to do on a fast day. That means you're spitting it out. It has to be, he says, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Anshe Maisa fast. So the only way to taste food and fast is to taste a little bit and spit it out. So he's throwing water on this whole, all these toames. You're going to go to a convention. You go to everyone will be there spitting out the takes away the whole, the wine tasting. They do that. Yeah, they spit it into like a fancy silver. It was fascinating. The Prima Gadim downplays all things. So then we have two reasons why to downplay this whole thing. We have Russell Adler's point, which the Likutei Ma'arich himself points out, which is that if you're not cooking the food, your tasting it accomplishes nothing. And two, maybe the whole thing doesn't even mean eating it. It means tasting and spitting out. If you want to go with the Prima Gadim, you could go. That's fine. All the woman here whose kids want to eat their food, you could pull out this Prima Gadim and let them know you whole like the Prima Gadim. But as we pointed out, the Likutei Ma'arich and the source 14, and this is what I want to really try to develop tonight, he says, on the bottom line, Bevadai chutz mizeh hatama pashut, besides the simple reason, yesh bezeh gam kein ezesod. There's some secret. There's something to it. I think that line actually encapsulates what we've been doing here at Thursday Night Live for the last 7 years, which is to try to take topics of things that we do or that people do and try to understand them on a pshat level, and also some of the deeper reasons to add meaning so that the meaning list becomes meaningful. If you remember, we started with Shalom Aleichem and we did covering your eyes for Shema and salt on the table and Lechem Mishnah. Besides the simple explanation, the halachic explanation for all of these halachos, there's also sod. There's deeper meaning. People are very focused on pshat, might roll their eyes. But when you understand the sod, and you understand what Chazal, or the Rishonim, Achronim, were trying to do with these minhagim, it's trying to infuse some meaning into some aspects of Yiddishkeit, to mitzvos, to Yom Tovim, to Tefillah, to Shabbos, to everything. And I think that line, without even knowing what he's going to say, that line I think speaks a lot about what we've been trying to do. Besides Atama Pashud, Yesh Pazeh Gamkin Ezesod. So what's that sod? Is there something to this beyond making sure the food tastes good? If it's just about the food tasting good, most of us are out. Most of us are out. You go to a catered event, it doesn't matter. If the food's good or not, you're either going to be good or you're not. You don't have culinary expertise, tasting the food's not going to do anything for you. Sometimes the food's bought from the store, so tasting it, what does that even do? So what's this sod? Is there meaning to it? So if you turn the page over, you see something I think very, very beautiful. The Mishnah Brura, Chafetz Chaim, quotes a sefer which he quotes often called the Shulchan Shlomo. The Shulchan Shlomo was where Shlomo Zalman Mirkish lived in the 1700s in Mir. It was a Rav in Mir. He wrote a sefer the Mishnah Brura quotes often called the Shulchan Shlomo. And he has a very cryptic line which the Mishnah Brura picks up on. Where the arrow is in source 16, he says as follows. Mitzvah litom mikol tavshil be'erev Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to taste from every item on Erev Shabbos. Upshita b'Shabbos. And it's pashut, it's obvious, on Shabbos too. The having those two things in the same sentence, connecting the two, building one off of the other, seems to be off. Tasting the food on Erev Shabbos and eating the food on Shabbos really have nothing to do with each other. Eating the food on Shabbos is owning Shabbos. It's a mitzvah of owning Shabbos, Shalosh Sudos, owning Shabbos. Tasting the food on Erev Shabbos is making sure the food's okay. So why would you say there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Shabbos? And it's pashut than on Shabbos, of course. The Mishnah Brura in Source 17, the Shaar Tzion, that's the Mishnah Brura, he says that from this Shulchan Shlomo Mashma, de etzem hati'ima hi mitzvah. There's actually a mitzvah in tasting the food, not just to know if it's ready. He says, mitzvah litom mikol tavshil be'erev Shabbos, upshita b'Shabbos. It sounds like the same way there's a mitzvah on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos. It's not just to know if the food is good, it's an independent mitzvah. What is that mitzvah? What mitzvah could there be to eat the food on Friday? I could even argue, you shouldn't eat the food on a Friday. Why? You're going to be full. Why don't we eat matzah on Erev Pesach? So you can eat the matzah and it should be more tasty, more fresh, more geschmack. Eat the matzah l'teyavon. So I can actually argue that it shouldn't, without the reason, or except for the reason of wanting to know if the food tastes good, I could argue it shouldn't be a mitzvah. It should be a problem to eat on Shabbos. You're going to eat 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Wait till you come home. You'll enjoy the food that much more if you're hungry. So what mitzvah is there? So believe it or not, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita, the Rashiva in Yeshiva Philadelphia, Rabbi Luban's Rebbe, who's a halachic, I don't want to say halachic man, but he's a posek, as litvish as they come, he says as follows. Even, he says, first of all, by tasting one of the foods, it's a mitzvah. And he says, afilu im yodeya shavshilin misukanim yafeh. If you know the food is tastes good, every week the food tastes great. Adayin ika mitzvah b'ti'imaso. There's still a mitzvah. What mitzvah is there? What's the mitzvah?
Hachana.
What?
Hachana.
What's the hachana? How are you preparing for Shabbos? The food's cooked.
Yeah.
What's the hachana?
Make sure that...
It's done. It's cooked. It's delicious. It's excellent. You bought it at the best caterer in the world. It's the only food you have.
But the essence of Shabbos is to bring it in with you, so to continue, just the continuation.
Continuation didn't start yet.
Yeah, but from the week into Shabbos.
So now we're talking a little bit. Now we're talking a little bit. He says a little differently, and we're going to build on what you said in a minute. He says, if you take a look in the next little line, the middle line, the Chen Amar Mori V'Rabbi Shlita, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky told me, this is the Savior of Rav Kleinman, who wrote the Sefer. The inyan ha-ti'ima be'erev Shabbos, eini karo liros in misukan yafeh. It's not to see if the food is made well. We know the food's made well. Ela mishum kavod Shabbos. Shebezeh mare chavivos l'machal Shabbos. It shows how chashuv, how excited are you to eat? You can eat weekday food. Why don't you pop a pizza bagel in? Or have whatever you're going to eat, I don't know. Why having Shabbos food? Not just because it tastes better and it's fresh. It it's Shabbos. You're excited for Shabbos. You want Shabbos. You're showing how chashuv Shabbos is by tasting some of the food. You can't wait. I can't wait. You know, it's like Hanukkah, that first day. The kids are like, they want to open their presents already. Shabbos is coming. Covet Shabbos to taste the food. And he's... He's saying, wait for your birthday to open the present. But it's, yeah, so you're right. So you can only open the present once. The difference here is that you could eat some now and eat some later. So I would have argued like you. I would have argued like you. It's not special. But to show that Shabbos is so special, you can't wait. I hear what you're saying. I can't say you're wrong. His perspective is that no, if it's really special, then wait until your birthday, wait until the anniversary, wait until Shabbos. He's saying that to eat it shows how much you want to partake of it.
But we're talking about that time. I mean, just the taste. It's not
a not a full course meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, it's not just to know if it's good. If it's no, it's good, you take one bite. It's to show that special. And he writes over here, Kevin, that tima inim ishum tikkun atav shilim v'poel, since it's not practically, thank you so much, to eat the food, rak mitzav kavod Shabbos, if it's for kavod Shabbos mistabra, it makes sense. Disagi b'tima is tav shalachar. You don't have to eat from every food. If it's not, the food tastes good, so eat from every dish. If it's just to show that Shabbos is special, so have a bite. Eat from one dish. The gam is tabra, shemis kayem is gam b'ma'achalim shekana min ashuk. You bought it from the store. If it's enough to taste, the food tastes good, you can fix it, it's already cooked. You can't do anything. But if it's to show that the food is special, so even if you buy it from the store, v'afil b'mini ma'afia, could go in ugiot, cookies, cake, stuff from the bakery, v'chein b'mini shtia ha'milchadim l'shabbos. If you have a Shabbos drink, you have your Shabbos soda, you have your Shabbos beer, so have some of that on Erev Shabbos, because again, you're showing how special the Shabbos is. It's for kavod Shabbos, and Tzvi, I hear your point. I want to suggest a different reason.
We do.
Yeah, except kavod Shabbos really starts on Erev Shabbos.
If I have something that's special for Shabbos, and I'm taking it before Shabbos, I'll hear it from my wife. If that's special for Shabbos,
right? So that's what Tzvi's saying. But I'm going to argue in the next couple minutes a different perspective. I'm going to argue a different perspective. What do we call Friday? Erev Shabbos. The word Erev comes from meaning Eve, not night. Erev means before. Where does the word Erev come from? So there's a word, Ta'aruvos. What's Ta'aruvos? A mixture. Why is Erev from Ta'aruvos? So I saw a beautiful idea in Source 20. He says that the word Erev comes from Ta'aruvos, which means mixture, because Friday is actually a mixture of Chol and Kodesh. Ki b'yom ha'shishi yis'ariv sham kedushas Shabbos haba. Some of the sanctity, the holiness of Shabbos, is already there in Erev Shabbos. Now, how do we know? Someone tell me a halacha that proves this. Mincha on Friday, we know Seyed Achdun. There's a discussion about Shir Malos, Anaros Bavel. If a person was going to be having a Suda on Erev Shabbos, should you have a Suda on Erev Shabbos? It's a different conversation. Erev Shabbos already has some of the sanctity of Shabbos. He says, that's why in Kiddush, we say Yom HaShishi. Why do we say Yom HaShishi? Eichu HaShemayim V'aretz. Because Friday is this mixture of Chol and Kodesh. If that's true, perhaps there's a way to have Kedushas Shabbos already on Friday. And I'm going to argue now that you could have food that is infused with Kedushas Shabbos, and that food could have an impact on you already on Friday. How do I know this? There's a wild halacha, which we do not paskin like, but it's in Shulchan Aruch, in the Pesachei Teshuva. We know during 9 days, we don't eat meat. Unless it's a siyum. Let me know if you're making a siyum. We gave a shiur on that once. You don't have meat during 9 days. What often happens, let's say you have Tisha B'Av is on Thursday night. You make all this food for Shabbos, What happens to that food?
Freeze it.
You're probably tossing most of it. You're not going to have leftovers when? The next leftovers is Friday. The Piskei Tshuva, which is a commentary on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Birkei Yosef. I have it here in Source 22. You can take a look at it later. Who says that there are those who are lenient, and please don't stop after this stop that you're going to walk out after this sentence. You're going to spread no backseats. The Birkei Yosef says that leftover food from Shabbos can be eaten during the 9 days. Now, the Piskei Tshuva quotes no Yehuda disagrees. Why? He has a great proof from a Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin is talking about basar nechira, which is meat that wasn't shechted, which was allowed in the Midbar. And the Gemara says, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, that's when this basar nechira, a certain type of way, it was cut, the animal was killed, not a regular shechita. When they got to Eretz Yisrael, that meat became usher. The Gemara has the following suffix. Let's say you have meat that was generated by Nechira in the Midbar, and then they go into Eretz Yisrael, and they have that meat. Is that meat kosher or not kosher? When it was made, it was kosher, but now they're in Eretz Yisrael, and now the Isser of eating meat that's not shechted began. But the meat was made at a time of Heter. Is that mutter or not? That's the Gemara as a suffix. They were on Chulin Daf Yud Zayin. Rashi in that Gemara says, it's a nice question, but it's not relevant anymore because now all buster that's not shechted is treif. So he says, drosh v'kibel schar. It's a good exercise in our brains. The Rush says, that's not true, Rashi. There is a practical difference. Anytime a person forbids himself, makes an isser on himself not to eat something for a set amount of time, and it was made during that time, and now the time ends, is it mutter or is it not mutter? And the Rush seems to be lenient in that question. So the Birkei Yosef says, you have meat during the 9 days is usher, but on Shabbos, it's mutter. That food is called Shabbos food. It has Kedusha Shabbos. So you're right, now it's Tuesday, but he says, but since the food is Shabbos food, again, we're laughing. He says, in the Piskei Tshuva, okay, we don't pass them like this. I can say, unfortunately, right? Unfortunately, we have huge meals. We'll make bar mitzvahs on Shabbos Chazon, right? We don't pass this way. No Yehuda disagrees. But you see that you can have food. It's just food. You could have a brisket on Thursday. You could have brisket on Friday night. But the brisket on Friday night is Shabbos food. And even on Monday, that's called Shabbos food. When you have leftovers, even if we don't go so far to Paskin to allow it during 9 days, leftovers on Monday, it's Shabbos food. It's not just pastry with meat inside. It's deli roll. It's Shabbos thing. And Shabbos food, as we're going to see in a minute, has the ability to infuse in you a sense of Kedusha. Where do I know that from? I'm going to prove that from a random halacha. There's a Gemara in Sota. Turn the page, please. Look at this Gemara. One of the more perplexing Gemaras, Source 23. The Gemara asks, "Mipnei ma nisave?" Probably the strangest question on the Gemara. And Shir, you'll tell us how strange this Gemara is. "Mipnei ma nisave Moshe Rabbeinu likanes la'aretz Yisrael?" Why did Moshe Rabbeinu? Why was he so interested? Why did he have such a desire to go into Eretz Yisrael? It's a funny question. Mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Yisrael. That's what we've been striving for our whole lives. So how to answer that question, I leave to you. We'll talk about that another time. The Gemara asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go to Eretz Yisrael? V'chilecho mipuria hutzarech? He wanted the delicious fruits? Is that why? For marzipan? That's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael? Olisboa mituva hutzarech? He wanted to be satiated from the good? Why do you want to go? So the Gemara answers, Elakach Amar Moshe Rabbeinu said, Harbe mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael, vein miskaimen el Eretz Yisrael. There's certain mitzvos they can only do in Eretz Yisrael, Truma, Meiser, and the like. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael for the mitzvos. He did not go in, we do not have Eretz Yisrael, Lechol mitpirya, v'lispo mituva, to eat the fruits and satiate from the good. What's the obvious kasha? He You say in Alamichia recently? What do we say in Alamichia? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz, Chemda, Tova, Rechava, Sheratzisa, Vinchat, Lavoseinu, this great land that you gave to our fathers. Why do we have this land? The same words. Le'achol mipirya, filispo mituva. Think about that. The Gemara says, could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in for the fruit? He wanted to go in to be satiated from Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, that's why we have Eretz Yisrael, le'achol mipirya, filispo mituva. Yet, in Alamichya, which we say, Al Gefen, Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava, Sheratzis, this great, amazing land, Le'achol Mipirya V'lispel Mituva, the same language. The Torah quotes Rishonim, who didn't say it for this reason. That wasn't in, it's subject to Machlokes Rishonim, that's a Torah in Source 24. In Source 25, the Beis Yosef asks this question. The Beis Yosef says, no, it's really because the next line says, the lispo mituva and the lachol mipriya is just to trigger a bracha. Okay, fine. But the Bach says something different. The Bach develops the idea that when the land has kedusha, when the land has kedusha, it takes that kedusha and it pumps it into the food that grows in that land. Kedusha, somehow, some way, is nurtured from the land into that which is growing in the land. He says in the bottom line of Source 26, it's very beautiful. He's talking about Psukim and Bamidbar, which talks about not to be metame the land. He says, Al kein necha. She'anu machnisin b'bracha zu v'nolcha m'priya v'nispa m'tuva ki ba'achilas peirosea anu nizonim mikedushas hashchina u'mitaharasa. When we eat the fruit, we are actually gaining sustenance from its the kedusha of its shchina and its purity. The fruit. So we're saying, yeah, al eretz chem l'tov v'rechava shesitim v'chal v'seinu, le'achol mipirya v'lispo mituva, is not just le'achol mipirya, to eat a delicious orange v'lispo mituva, it's to eat it and to be infused with the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. You can taste it in the fruit if we're spiritually sensitive enough. So I think if the land, the kedusha of land can infuse the food with the Kedusha of that land, I like to suggest that the Kedusha of Zman can infuse into that which was made for that Zman with the same Kedusha. So food that was made for Shabbos, it's a different food. It's Shabbos food. It has the Oneg Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos in that food. It has a different feel to it. When a person eats that on Friday, they're already experiencing Shabbos. And Friday is Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos. Lashon Taruvo, Shem HaShishi, Vayechul HaShemayim Varetz. So it's not just the Kavod Shabbos. Whatever Shabbos means to you, the Menucha of Shabbos, the clarity of Shabbos, the sanctity of Shabbos, the Oneg of Shabbos, by eating the food, and we know that food could be have Kedusha in it, so much so that maybe you could even eat it during the 9 days, so much so that it has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. You eat that food and you're bringing into yourself some of that Kedusha and Oneg of Shabbos. So yes, if it's just because you want to eat and fill up your belly, I would say the story of the Kutzker Rebbe now, but Michi might throw a beer bottle at me. You wouldn't throw it at me. You would. You have to know, is it really L'shem Shemayim? A lot of people are gonna eat. It's because, yeah, I'm hungry and it's good. And I'm not saying that's the reason not to eat the food, but if we really think about it, yes, there's Kavod Shabbos, there's Chavivus of Shabbos, Svi's question on the side. Maybe it shows how excited we are. It's just a little taste. I can't wait. That's sure. There's anticipation building up. Okay, maybe hold your horses, but I'm so excited. But maybe it's even more. Maybe it's that we could already have some of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Yeah, I would suggest if you're going to have Toma Meha, so already be dressed for Shabbos. If you're, you know, if you're still wearing your work clothes before you went into the shower, you just, jumped out of wherever. So then, yeah, it's hard to say that I'm infusing myself with the Kedusha of Shabbos. But a person gets dressed for Shabbos, they already took a shower, they're ready for Shabbos, it's Kavod Shabbos, they come down, maybe there's some Karbach music playing to get a person into the mood. And now I want to have, I want to have some Shabbos ready. I could already have the Kedusha Shabbos in me. Then Toameh, yeah, Toameh Chaim Zachu. We could have more Shabbos, just like this Tosefa Shabbos. We could infuse in ourselves some of this Kedusha sanctity, clarity of Shabbos in a very beautiful, a very beautiful way. We should be Zoche, Toameh Chaim Zachu. As the Machzor Vitri said, Kalatoyim Tafshilo Be'er Shabbos, Marichin Lo Yamav Shnosav. A person will be Zoche to have a long life. A person has Toameh Chaim Zachu. We should get together, Bez Hashem. I would invite you to my house tomorrow for Toameh. But because how much leftovers is left. And we should all be blessed with the Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos with the Kedusha of Shabbos, and a Shabbos with the Kedusha of Shabbos. Thank you.